Now, D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. Here's the Does Trio. The boys are all set to sing the news that does everything and does its best. Okay, fellas.
Oh, 25 soaps in a wash day test. Prove that does everything best.
When scores were added, what did they find?
For whiteness, suds, and safety combined.
Does everything best.
And the boys are right. 25 different wash day soaps really were tested. Your soap among them, no doubt. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And Does had the highest score on the whole combination. Now you're probably wondering, what happened to those other soaps? Well, compared to Does, some soaps were weak on whiteness for towels. Others were lacking on safety for nice colors. And some couldn't match Does on suds for getting work clothes clean without hard scrubbing. But Does, the new kind of soap, had a perfect score on all three combined. Now, boys, what do you have to think about that?
Does everything best.
Okay. Now, ladies, here's what that means to you on wash day. Do you want your towels beautifully white? Do you want to get those work clothes clean easy? Well, Does gets towels whiter, work clothes clean easier than soap after soap. Yet this new kind of soap actually leaves your pretty undies brighter, so they last longer. I tell you, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors combined, Does tested best. Make Does your wash day soap.
Does everything best.
Now Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. Fear can build a stronger prison than bricks and steel. And in the past few hours, since Mike left to take Elsie Warren to the train, Molly has felt rather than seen the prison bars rise and surround her. Earlier tonight, Molly found herself free for the first time since she arrived at Elsie's house on Jennifer Street. She could leave, run away, escape. Mike wasn't there to restrain her. But if she did, what about Jake? How could she solve the mystery of his disappearance? Maybe Jake was to be among the visitors Mike said he was expecting. All these thoughts go through Molly's mind as she sits waiting now, almost midnight, for Mike and his visitors. Listen.
Oh, here we are, alone at long last. With all the doors open to us, and we can walk out of here and never come back. But I can't do it. I'm chained here by my emotions that are stronger than steel and iron.
Maybe, Molly, we are making a mistake.
The mistake we made, David, we made a long time ago. David, Rosalie, not for nothing did Mike suddenly get kind and generous and send Elsie Warren to California to see her son. Not for nothing.
My word.
Mom, what do you think?
I don't know. He says he's expecting somebody. If somebody comes, the table will be right back. Maybe the somebody is Papa. Maybe the somebody is Simo.
Mom, why waste time speculating and wondering who? You decided to stay and wait and see and take the consequences.
Not consequences, David. It's inevitable consequences. I can't better my situation by running away. If I run, where will I run to? With the police I can go to, because it's laughable, because I kept the money in the first place more than 10 days. What will I say to them if I should decide to go? What will I say? That somebody's holding me a prisoner? It's not true. Find my husband. First I must be sure that Jake is lost. And if he is, then he's in the hands of people that can do anything to him. And if I tell them about the money that was put in my pocketbook, then I have to involve Mary. And until I know how much Mary knows and how much she doesn't know, can I take an innocent child? I have a daughter also, David. This is the blossom time of Mary's life. Can I go to the police and put such a blossom in the mother's suspicion? And Mary's in love with a beautiful boy, not? Her whole life can revolve on one wrong move that I can make or not make.
Thanks, Mary. You said already that which you wish to say.
I'm finished.
So may I say that which I wish to say?
Say.
I say, call the hotel, Rosalie. If we can speak to Seymour, a light may fall on our shadows. Maybe Seymour has some information about Papa.
So call Rosalie.
What was the name of the hotel, Ma?
Wait a minute. If they're calling already, Maybe we should better call Lastonbury.
For what, Molly? Jake is not in Lastonbury.
But my mail is in Lastonbury, David. My mail from my son, David. I also have a son in the armed forces. I also have a boy away. Another boy to hear, another syllable to hear. Oh, David, not to know where Drake is, not to be able to hear a word from my family since Sammy's honeymoon. Only one letter did I behold. Do I know how Dora is, my beloved daughter-in-law Dora? Maybe I'm going to be a grandma. Oh, David, supposedly if I'm going to be a grandma and I don't know it. Oh, you'll go out and ask him by wool, I'll make a sweater.
Don't marry until you know.
Oh, David, you shouldn't only miss that pleasure to be a grandpa.
That's life's endowment plan. Oh. Believe me, I'm a grandfather four times. who knows how my Florence is Shirley and my Sally the doctor's baby.
Stop, Mom, please.
Call the hotel. Well, maybe it would be an idea better to do.
What?
They told me. Get me my handkerchief.
Me too, Rose.
Here, Ma.
Thank you.
It's too little. I got one.
Mom, what idea did you have?
Wait a minute. My idea was, if we could call Western Union, if we could know who the telegram was from that Mike Hilton got, or what the telegram was, then maybe we'd be enlightened, no?
Yes.
Because it was right after Mike Hilton received the telegram that he began to speak to Elsie about going away to see her son in the camp. Wipe your eyes, David. Wipe your eyes.
Thank you.
And besides, how would Mike Hilton know when our boys were going to be shipped over the ocean? Boy, I don't like it. I didn't like it, and I don't believe it. And he only wanted her away from here and from us and whoever else is coming, whoever it may be.
Finished, Molly.
I'm finished.
So relax a little.
Yes, I'm relaxing.
Call
Western Union or the hotel?
Make it Western. Call the hotel.
All right, Mom.
Yes.
Leave Mama relax.
All right, I'll call the hotel. Soon.
Call Mommy. Call.
Hello? I want the hotel, please.
Then my handkerchief.
Here, Molly. You dropped it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Well...
Hello?
No.
Hello?
So?
The line is busy.
So, Hank?
Oh, thank you.
Not try West.
To whom did you say thank you?
The operator.
Oh, I'm glad you have manners, Rosalie. Now get Western Union.
All right, Ma. Hello? I want Western Union, please.
Yes.
Who was the telegram sent to, Ma?
The telegram to Mike Hilton. And then to 024 Geneva Street.
Maybe it was sent to us.
Uh-huh.
How do we know? Did we see it? He said the telegram was for him. But do I believe him? Do you believe him?
Hello? Is this Western Union?
Mike Hilton, a telegram.
Well, a telegram was delivered to 2024.
Geneva Street.
To Mike Hilton. Yes.
Molly Goldbeck, maybe.
Or Elsie Vine, maybe.
Please, don't
Ma, but say.
Hello? A telegram was delivered here to Mike Hilton.
Or Molly Goldberg.
Or Molly Goldberg.
Or Elsie Vern.
Yes.
It's important and it was misplaced.
It's very important and the telegram was misplaced and... Yes?
Bucky.
Oh, please.
Bucky.
Greensville 0624.
But Greensville.
Thank you.
But thank you.
She'll have to call me back.
Oh.
So now call the hotel for Seema.
Oh, don't you want to wait until they call back about the telegram?
In the meantime,
all right.
In the meantime.
Hello? I want the hotel.
That you call back?
Yes,
they have to look it up.
Of course they have to look it up. Seymour Fingerhood, there.
Hello? I'd like to speak to Seymour Fingerhood, please.
Mister.
No, please. What?
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 Oh.
Let me hear everybody, oh.
Thank you.
It's enough, thank you. What?
He's not there, Ma. He left for Lastonbury.
Huh? Seymour went home?
Lastonbury?
Oh, that's Weston. Now we'll know more. Let me.
No, Ma, you're too nervous. I'll take it. Hello? Hello?
Weston?
Yes?
Weston?
Yes?
Union?
Yes?
One more yes will be too much. Oh, somebody entered.
Bye, Lloyd.
Hey.
Bye,
dying.
Oh,
hey, Mike!
Oh, that must be the person that Mike was expecting.
Oh, Molly, what now, what?
Good evening.
Evening?
Evening.
I was expected, wasn't I?
Well, Mike is not here.
He'll be back. You, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes.
Well, you'd never think Mike Hilton would be having such a tough time with such a nice-looking lady as you.
Thank you.
Maybe he's been using the wrong technique, huh? Now, I've always been very successful with the weaker sex. That's why I'm here. Just Mike's assistant. How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, so Mike Hilton isn't alone in his ruthless quest for the $25,000. Somebody is directing him. And that somebody has decided Mike's been too soft with Molly. If Mike was too kind-hearted, what can Molly expect from Joe Ellis? You know, you've been closely associated with something the way I have with Does. It gets to be like part of the family. So I feel almost like a proud papa telling everybody, heard what my soap can do? Does everything best in the wash and in the dishpan, too.
Aren't you exaggerating a little, Mr. Collier?
I should say not. Tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved it.
Would that mean my soap, too?
I shouldn't wonder. And listen, none of those soaps could match all Does does for dishes. This new kind of soap is the only one that gives you this combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hands.
Could you explain that a little?
Well, sure. Look, in tests for greatest kindness to hands, no soap scored higher than Does. It leaves your hands beautifully smooth. Yet compared to soap after soap, Does gets going on tough grease quicker, so there's no hard scouring. Besides that, Does gives more suds faster. Lasting suds. You don't have to keep adding soap. You see, in the dishpan too, Does everything and does it best.